Chapter 6. Jim arrives in Patusan. When Jim got off the ship at the fishing village, several local people greeted him with curiosity. They hadn't seen many tall white strangers before. They became scared, however, when Jim pointed upriver and indicated that he wanted someone to take him to Patusan. They knew that Raja Alang would be angry if they brought a stranger to Patusan, but they were also afraid that Jim would be angry if they refused to take him. Jim waited for a few hours while the villagers discussed the problem. Finally, they decided that two young men would take Jim in a small canoe up the river. As they traveled slowly along the calm water, Jim looked at the dark green trees of the jungle and at the high blue hills. Crocodiles lay on the banks of the river, and monkeys played in the trees. When they reached Patusan, the two young men jumped out of the canoe and ran into the jungle without saying a word to Jim. He got out of the canoe and looked around. Near the bank of the river, there was a fort made of pieces of wood with sharp points at the top. There was a village in the distance. Suddenly, a boat full of armed men appeared on the river behind the empty canoe. At the same time, one of the gates of the fort opened and several men came running out towards Jim. Seeing that there was no escape, Jim stood motionless. "What do you want?" Jim asked. One of the men approached Jim. "I am an advisor to the Raja," he said in English. "The Raja wants to see you." He pointed to the open gate of the fort. "All right," said Jim, trying to speak in a brave voice. "I want to see him too." After Jim had walked through the gate, it was closed behind him. "Wait here," said the advisor.
Jim watched the advisor approach an old man with very long, untidy hair.
He called the man Raja Alang and bowed several times as they spoke. They were probably trying to decide what to do with him, Jim thought. Soon the advisor asked Jim why he had come to Patusan. Even after Jim explained that he was the new manager of the trading post, the Raja still didn't speak to him. Jim was allowed to walk around the fort,
but whenever he got near the gate,
an armed man stepped in front of him. Jim realized that he was being held prisoner and decided to try to escape at the first opportunity. On the morning of his third day inside the fort, he noticed a place in the wall
where some of the wooden boards had been broken
and were short enough to jump over. Later, when nobody was looking, he jumped over the wall and ran towards the village that he had seen when he arrived. On the way, he fell into a stream. As he tried to climb out, mud from the bank of the stream fell on top of him. Finally, he pulled himself out of the stream and ran towards the village. He was completely covered in mud when he arrived at the village. He realized that he must look very frightening because the women and children ran away from him screaming, and many of the men simply stood and stared at him. Jim fell down on the ground, exhausted. He was out of breath from running, but he managed to shout, "Doramin! Doramin!" Some men carried him up a hill to a house inside another fort. They put him down on the floor in front of a very big man who was dressed in brightly colored clothes. Sitting on a big chair surrounded by several people, the man looked at Jim with curiosity. Jim had put Stein's ring on a string around his neck to keep it safe. Without saying a word, Jim showed the ring to Doramin. When Doramin saw the ring, he realized that the stranger was Stein's friend, and he and his family welcomed Jim warmly. Doramin's wife was very kind to Jim. First, she showed him where to bathe, and then made sure that he had plenty of food and water. She also arranged a comfortable bed for him. Doramin's son, Dane Waris, was only a few years younger than Jim, and he and Jim quickly became friends. Jim stayed with the family for several days. They told him that the problems with Raja Alang were becoming worse. The Raja wanted to control all the trade in Patusan, and Cornelius, Stein's trading post manager, had cooperated with the Raja. The Raja sometimes even killed people who wanted to sell things on their own. Only a few days before Jim arrived, the Raja's men had killed several men from families loyal to Doramin, because these men had collected birds' nests to sell to a trader from another area. As Jim sat with Doramin and his family and looked at the beautiful jungle and hills and at the river far below, he knew that he wanted to help Doramin. He also knew, however, that soon he would have to go to the trading post and begin his new job.